BBM Noon Business Hour continues.
There are big changes in the way we are consuming media, and that was clearly evident in this year's Emmy Award nominations that were released yesterday. Let's talk about it with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here, as always.
A lot of those titles that got nominations are streaming services and cable TV, along with broadcast TV.
Yeah, broadcast, you know, did well, but when you really take a look at the numbers, it's pretty impressive. HBO, a cable outlet, with 99 nominations. They are dominating this thing. CBS, 47, NBC, 46, ABC, 37, and then here comes Netflix, right below PBS with 31 nominations. So a pretty impressive showing this year, again, by the streaming service, Netflix.
So what does it mean for the industry?
Well, I think it means that there's some compression taking place. You know, the networks, the traditional broadcast networks are kind of a stair-stepping down a little bit in terms of, you know, being recognized by the Emmy Awards. You know, this is it's kind of a canary in the coal mine thing a little bit. You know, we extrapolate value and quality based on these nominations a little bit unfairly or not. And meanwhile, you see cable has, you know, shot up dramatically. The story used to be how cable was making inroads on the broadcast networks. And now the same story. Here comes streaming services like Netflix attempting to make inroads against the cable services and the broadcast networks. It's interesting to note that the only broadcaster with a Best Drama nomination was PBS's Downton Abbey. Kind of interesting.
It was, because the Good Wife wasn't nominated and should have been. It's also interesting the way we're seeing big-name movie stars gravitate to the TV side and the streaming and the cable.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice when you can tell the creative community, hey, we're going to give you a shot at this. We're going to buy a season from you because it's cheaper anyway than it is on the broadcast networks. The risks associated with starting something new and not having it be a hit after the first episode, after the pilot, aren't as great because bandwidth's basically unlimited. And we say, hey, listen, if you've got an idea, come to us. We've got a little budget to make this happen, not a huge one, but your ideas, we're going to hear you. You can get past the pilot. You can have a chance to build an audience. That's very attractive to the creative community, and you see people in particular like Kevin Spacey really latch a hold of this. And some people have said, gosh, Netflix got awfully lucky coming up with a hit series its first time out of the chute. And I would have to say there is some luck involved in this, but, you know, you make your luck. So I think that's one of the things that the streaming services are able to tell the creative community.
They've also, you know, endeared themselves to their fans by being so available on social media. It really becomes like you feel like you're part of the action.
Yeah, you know, that engagement piece is certainly something that the new, you know, I put new in quotes, services have done, you know, the Netflixes of the world, and also the way people approach the program from a viewing habits perspective. This whole phenomenon, we've talked about it before, this whole phenomenon of binge viewing and, you know, releasing an entire series in one throw so that you can watch it in at your own time, on your own device, on multiple platforms, your way, this idea of content anytime, anywhere, anyhow, is really being expressed, and you're really seeing that start to happen with the Netflixes of the world. So that's certainly, and I think you're gesturing at this, certainly addressing that need or that desire amongst the viewing public to have that access.
But bottom line, a TV broadcast not going away anytime soon.
No, when you really take a look at the ratings and the numbers, they're still dominant. You know, Netflix doesn't release its numbers possibly wisely. You look at extrapolations and some of the data that some of the big firms like SNL, Kagan put out about who's watching what. And there is still a big gap here. But the point is that they're being effective. They're being recognized for quality. And, you know, change, you know, it's maybe evolution, not revolution, but changes are coming.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.